a question Mr. Edison asked himself a number of times as he rummaged in Mrs. Edison's belly, a satisfactory answer which the medical expert had failed to provide. He was hoping to have stumbled across the key by now, but instead had only been presented with mystery organs. Technically, Mr. Edison, given the blood, is still the lady in red. So if we think of complaint of trade description, I'll be able to mount a ferocious legal defence. The young man poked his head through the hatch and asked me if she was all right. Kindly do not speak to the artist, said Mr. Edison. He put an organ. It turned out to be Mrs. Edison's liver, and she passed out. Damn it, he said. Now who'd mop his brow? The young man felt numb and nauseous. If you want to ensure the continuation of the unique acts, Mr. Edison, I require you to put a further £2 on the slot.
I don't think I want to look, said the customer.
Mr. Edison leapt up and jumped over the hatch. He grabbed the hatch door with his teeth and pulled on fast until the hatch door was whipped off.